Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of TMG, Tell Me Something Good. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, look, don't forget to check us out on our Facebook page, Tell Me Something Good. That's with a capital T. Guys, look, and today we're going to talk about what motivates us. You are not going to want to miss this. It's going to get good. Let's go! Look, we all at some point have heard the blaring and most often disturbing sound of an alarm clock. And whether it was a ding or a buzz or a ring, we've all heard one, right? We've all heard that alarm clock. And what's the first thing we do when we hear it? We turn over and we hit it. We hit snooze or some cases we throw it against the wall or kick it or something. And they're everywhere, aren't they? They're not just in the stores anymore. They're on our phones. I mean, there are alarm clocks for everything. Literally, they're an alarm clock when you may overcook your food. We call it a timer. It's still an alarm clock. Just letting you know. but it's an alarm clock. And we've all heard them. And it's annoying at times. Now, let's just be honest. It's absolutely annoying, but yet we still set it for the next day. We'll beat the clock. We'll curse it out. We'll call it all kinds of names. And yet we still set that clock for the next day. And get this. Here's what happens, what I've noticed about alarm clocks, and I know you have too. I'm not the only one that has noticed this. Usually, when that thing goes off, when that alarm clock goes off, usually when it happens, it's right when we finally have fallen off to sleep. Can't sleep all night. The moment you finally get to sleep is when that alarm clock goes off. I mean, think about it. We've finally gotten comfortable. We're in the right position. Our pillow is fluffed just right. It's nice and cool in a pillow. And we've gotten it in the right position. We've pulled the covers up over our head. And the warmth becomes a solace of relaxation and sublime peace that cradles us like a newborn in its mother's arms. And we feel secure. You know how it is when you were a kid and you had the covers pulled up over you, you felt safe. No monster's gonna get me. I'm safe. You pull that cover up and you feel just so safe and just so secure. You feel comfortable. And it's right at that moment then all of a sudden, it happens. The alarm clock goes off. Now, here's what's interesting. In all my years of using an alarm clock, and get this, I just got this while studying for this, when I was releasing this episode. This just hit to me, came to me like a light bulb moment. Call it Travis's epiphany. Okay, if you will. It just hit me. Understand that while your alarm clock may be able to wake you up, Only you have the ability to start your day. Yeah, I had to say that twice to myself when I realized that while the alarm clock has the ability to wake us up, we are the only ones that have the ability to start our day. We're the only ones that can do that. Now, you can get all the genius people on this planet, and there's some super smart people like neuroscientists and neurologists and astrophysicists. You can get all these intellectual individuals, but they cannot create something that will start your day. You have that inside of you. No one can give you an app, and no one can direct you to a website. Starting your day is up to you. Your alarm clock is not designed to start your day. Your alarm clock is designed to wake you up for your day. So understand, while the alarm clock has the ability to wake you up, only you have the ability to start your day. Listen, your alarm clock can help us realize it's our time to go. But it's up to us to realize when it's our time to start. It can tell me when it's time to go, but it's up to me to know when it's time for me to start. Let me kind of put it in perspective, okay? I'm gonna put it into perspective. So this is your first time hearing me. My name is Travis Patton Sr. I'm 50 years old, beginning this podcast. And here's what I'm gonna show you what I mean. All right, here's what I'm gonna show you what I mean, that the alarm clock can wake you up, but only you have the ability to start your day. Here's what I mean. I'm 50 years old. I've been thinking about starting this podcast for almost 3 years. Almost 3 years, right? So I was already awake to the idea when it came to me. I was like, oh, cool. How cool would that be to start a podcast and to be able to share some inspirational ideas, some things that have transformed your life, Travis, that may help someone else? How cool would that be to share some insights of some things that might pick someone else up, that picks you up? Because listen, I was a hot mess. I was like covered in gasoline, and all you had to do was light a match. That's how bad of a mess I was. Okay. And I realized that I couldn't continue to be that way. I realized my mind had to change. I had to think differently. I had to do differently. And I had to just, I couldn't just concentrate on being a better person. I had to really focus in on thinking better. I only became better when I began to think better. It wasn't just, oh, I'll have better manners, or I'll say yes, sir, or no, sir, or I'll be a better polite person. I had to think better. Yeah, that's where it came from. So I'm 50 years old, right? Starting a podcast, talking about the alarm clock, waking me up, but not starting my day. The alarm clock went off in my head to start a podcast. But for 3 years, I never started it. I never started my day of the podcast. How crazy is that? I never did. A part of it was I was afraid that I wasn't going to sound good. Part of it was I was afraid, but what was other people thinking? How well would it be accepted among my peers or people I know and people I went? And I began to realize that a lot of the things I say may not be just for the people that I know. It may be for the people I need to get to know. And a lot of times, think about it, we're afraid to do some things because we're afraid how our circle will think about us. Well, maybe your circle is too small. And that's where I was. My thinking was so small inside my circle. I was afraid that my circle wouldn't accept it. And it wasn't that I need to be thinking about whether or not my circle needs to accept it, as more I should have been thinking about expanding my circle. So for 3 years, I put off starting or beginning my podcast because I wasn't yet over me, I guess you could say. I wasn't yet over me. I was awake to the idea, but I never started it. Alarm clocks, there has not been an alarm clock invented that can help you start your day. Oh, there's plenty that have come along that can wake us up. They can play a song, they can play alarms, they can talk to you. My wife, and I love her, she has an alarm that when she goes up, she works out routinely every day, and she has an alarm that says this. It wakes up and it says, "Gym at 6:45." And her alarm talks to her. But I noticed it doesn't start her day. We can have alarms that can get us out of bed. We can have ideas that will shake us and stir us, but it does not mean it will cause us to start. We have to want to do it in ourselves. So if the alarm clock doesn't start my day, what does? What makes my day start? What makes my day want to begin? How can I start my day? My alarm clock has gone off. I've gotten this great idea that I think will work. I got this brilliant scenario that I think I can put this together. I got this wonderful conception that came to me in the middle of the night. And how do I start this? How do I go from being awake to my idea to starting my idea? Because remember, we said alarm clocks, they can help us realize it's time to go, but it's only up to us to realize when it's time to start. So what is it that causes us to make that, or want to make that transition from only being awake to starting our day? And is it even possible to do that? And how can I do that on a regular basis? I mean, I'm good. I mean, let's be honest. Some of us are good to do some things once a day, once a week, twice a week, but you're talking about doing it on a regular basis. How do I regularly start my day? How do I do that on a, how do I make that look on a regular basis? Look, I hope you are enjoying yourself and enjoying this so far. There is more to come after the break, so stay tuned. Don't go away. Travis Patton Sr. here with you and TMG. And we're back. Welcome back to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. And today, very first episode, we are talking about what motivates us. We've had a pretty good conversation so far, a pretty good discussion. We were talking about being awake. We were talking about an alarm clock, that thing we are all familiar with. How we talked about earlier, how the alarm clock has the ability to wake us up, but only we have the ability to start our day. It has the ability to tell us when it's time to go, but it's up to us to realize that it's my time to start. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff today. We can have good ideas. We can have great plans, but we got to know, hey, this is our time to start. You've been awake to this idea long enough. You've been having that idea in your head long enough. It's your time to start. So we left off and asked, so what is it that causes us to make that transition from waking up to an idea, waking up to a plan, from waking up to even starting it? How do I start that? You know, I was thinking about this. Sometimes, you know, you look on your favorite social media platform, whatever, whichever one that is, there's so many. So if sometimes on social media, they have these things they call challenges, right? Right? You know, you've seen them, whether it be the ice bucket challenge and listen, let me tell you what I did. I was not aware of a certain challenge they had that was like the hot chip challenge. I didn't know that. I love spicy foods. So I came across these chips that had this ghost pepper. Okay, so I'm game. I'm willing to try it. So I tried that and I ate it. It was the hottest. And as a full disclosure, I am not condoning anybody to eat it. I'm only saying if you do, be ready for the kickback, okay? Read right into that the way you want to. Be ready for the kickback. I wasn't ready, y'all. I was not ready, okay? But I did that. So on social media, they have these things they call challenges. And these just are essentially created to see how long you can last or to see how well you thrive. And isn't that what any of us want, really? To be able to do? We just want to be able to thrive. I just want to be able to thrive. And whether we're the ones responsible for bagging the groceries, or maybe it's our name on the building, but we all have a desire just to thrive. And we know, now listen, we understand this much, okay? That looks differently depending on who you ask and their experiences. To one person, it could mean paying the monthly rent, while to someone else, it could mean closing the next big deal. Regardless of the individual denotation, within each of us is a prodding and compelling sense that I want to thrive. And what can motivate me to get there? What can help get me there? So I began to look at something. And this brought me back to where I was. Let's begin with, what does it even mean to be inspired or motivated? What does that even mean? What does that look like? And again, that might look differently depending on who you're asking, right? I remember in the movie Independence Day, do you remember right before the big scene where they're going to go attack the alien ship and they're trying to find out who all have the pilots. And the guy who's playing the president of the United States grabs a bullhorn, a megaphone, and he kind of clears it out and clears his throat and goes, and he gives this big rousing speech. That's one of the most inspirational cinematic movie speeches to me, because it really drives. I felt like I was in the movie. I was inspired by it. So inspiration can look differently depending on who you ask. So what does it mean to be inspired by something or motivated? In high school, look, I took Latin for 4 years. Now, don't panic, don't worry, don't tune away. I am not going to start speaking Latin. I promise you, I'm not. I did that because I actually, when I went to college, I was a microbiology and pre-med major. So I said that to say this. The word inspire comes from another word, a Latin word. Word means, it's called inspirare. And they spell that as INSPIRE, inspirare. So I may be pronouncing it incorrectly. So all the Latin scholars, please forgive me. But it comes from a Latin word, inspirare, which means to breathe or breathe into. That's spelled INSPARARE, inspirare. It means to breathe or breathe into. How interesting is that to know that? How interesting is that to know that when you feel inspired, it's like taking a breath. I mean, doesn't it kind of feel that way sometimes? Like when you hear certain people speak, or you hear certain people say things, or the way they say it. We hear certain songs on the radio. Some people, when they hear things like the Star Spangled Banner, or the movie scene that I mentioned, or certain things, it's almost like a weight gets lifted off of us and we finally can find ourselves breathing. What helps you to take that next breath? What makes you exhale? What is it that makes you breathe again? Look, here's the thing. All right, so my son, his name is Travis also, so we call him Alex, by the way. So my son ran track when he was in high school, and I remember asking him one day after his track meet, I said, "How do you keep yourself from giving out a breath while running? Because sometimes they ran around a track more than once." So I said, "How do you keep yourself from giving out a breath while running?" This is what he said in his teenage wisdom. He said, he looked at me in the eyes. I remember this. I will never forget this. He looked me directly in the eye, and this is what he said. He said, "You have to pace yourself and wait for your second win." Wow. Boom. Yeah, he got me on that one. Pace yourself and wait for your second win. Listen, we all put a lot of energy into everything that we do. And whether you're teaching, you're a policeman, you're a student, doesn't matter what you do, we all put a lot of energy in what we do. And it doesn't matter what it is, we put a lot of energy into those things. And a lot of times, at the end of the day, we feel we have nothing left for ourselves. If they ask you to do one more thing, if there's one more thing on your list, but we have to pace ourselves so we can catch our second wind. And what that means is this, that if we're always putting out and never taking the time to put in, we will always find ourselves exhausted. Maybe we don't need as much motivation or inspiration as we may think. We may just need to catch our breath. We just need a moment to catch my, I mean, just let me catch my breath. I'll be right with you. Let me just catch my breath. You know how it is when you're in a crowded room sometimes? What do you say? I don't have enough breathing room. Maybe that's what it means to start your day. You have to find ways that will inspire you to take a breath. Because, like that example about running track, if you get out everything you've got, when it's time for you have nothing left. I was watching that track meet, and if you've watched track, you've noticed right on the very last lap, right before it's time for them to cross the finish line, either your teammates or the coach, they'll start banging on something or they'll yell. And I notice what they start yelling. They start yelling, kick, 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 kick. They start telling the runner to kick. Because this is the final lap. This is the last leg. This is when all your second wind is needed to cross the finish line. This is your time to kick. You are about to cross the finish and you can't quit now. It's time for you to cross your finish. What you have been awake to all this time, now it's your time to kick to the finish. This is your time to start kicking. This is your time to cross your finish. You may say, well, I'm 10 years away from my goal. I'm 6 months away from achieving what I want. Here's what I've learned. And get this, remember, I told you I pondered over this for 3 years. You have to begin to celebrate each finish line you cross until you catch your second win and cross the line you want. Let me say that again. You have to begin to celebrate each finish line that you cross until you catch your second win and you're able to cross the finish line that you want. That's incredible, right? And talk about being inspired. Look, in closing, guys, look, here's what I learned. The truth is this. We all have a call we answer to, whether it's a song, a movie, you know, it's a sound that we listen for that stirs our hearts like eagles stirring a nest, or warms our blood like the sun on our skin. And whether it's a voice, a horn, a picture, or memory, we respond to it. Respond to that side of you that's telling you to start, because alarm clocks can wake you up. But only you have the ability to start your day. Look, it's been exciting. It's been fun. The very first episode of TMG. Tell me something good. Hey, everybody, don't forget to check out our Facebook page at Tell Me Something Good. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. Listen out for us each week. I'll be sharing some great information, some great content. I will also be dropping some bonus nuggets as well. So please look out for it. Like us, share us, leave a comment, do something, tell us what you like. But whatever you do, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to our Facebook page and I want you to look for the post that's already there that says, "What motivates you?" Look for that post and I want you to leave your comment to tell us what motivates us, what motivates you. What gets you going? What's your inspiration? What makes you want to take another breath? What makes you want to breathe? Tell us on our Facebook page what motivates you. We'll be looking for that, and I'll be commenting as well. So looking for that. And in the parting, guys, it's been a pleasure here at TMT. And as always, before I leave, guys, if you're going to tell me something good. Peace.